it's a worldview that does not allow these dear souls to succeed, because they're taught that the white man's way is evil. So they're asking for handouts with one hand for progress, but then they dump that out with the other hand because it's considered white supremacist colonialism.
Welcome, everybody, to Conversations That Matter. I'm your host, Alex Newman. A very special guest with us today, a young man who I've had the pleasure of meeting several times before. He is a missionary, an evangelist. He is with Jesus is King Mission, and he has been working really hard in South Dakota and has come across some fascinating information about Native American manipulation by the so-called Native BLM movement. In fact, he's been banned from an Indian reservation, really fascinating stuff. Matthew, welcome to the program. Give us, before we get into the Marxist takeover of what's happening in South Dakota, give us some insight into your ministry and what happened on this Indian reservation that you're now not allowed to go to in South Dakota.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Alex Newman, and I appreciate you, and I look up to you in a lot of ways and appreciate your work. So what happened is, amen. So what happened, one, we exist to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that people would repent of their sin and trust Christ as their savior, and it doesn't matter if you're white, black, or native, that God says he loved the whole world, and we believe that anybody can be saved, and they have been. So there's a great history in South Dakota and Minnesota, because we were once part of Minnesota territory, of Native Americans coming to the Lord, the early missionaries in the 1800s, et cetera, after the Second Great Awakening, around the time of Timothy Dwight at Yale, et cetera. And they came over here and they preached the gospel, and hundreds, if not thousands, of natives came to the Lord and were saved. So I'm continuing on that tradition. There were many Native American pastors as well. So fast forward to today, now what's gone on in our part of the world here in the Midwest and throughout the United States in regards to Native Americans is there's a group called the American Indian Movement that was founded in the Minneapolis area, in Minneapolis, by some people that had been in jail or prison together. And it was a radical Marxist group, domestic terrorist group. I would even say people were murdered. And now there's a 2.0 version called NDN. And so I preached a message. We had maybe 100 people in attendance, and I handed out a pamphlet that I'd written saying that Jesus alone is God. We don't believe in syncretism. And then, as well as addressing the main leaders associated with this movement, because they have really created a cult. And it's not the problem. The issue is not the government or the reservation. It's a worldview that does not allow these dear souls to succeed, because they're taught that the white man's way is evil. So they're asking for handouts with one hand for progress, but then they dump that out with the other hand because it's considered white supremacist colonialism. So that just in July, the tribal council got stirred up by a young activist who has called for the blowing up of Mount Rushmore, among other things, and bragged about an AIM member who had taken somebody captive, a religious leader captive, and back in the 70s, et cetera. Anyway, just she got a bad history. And so she stirred up everyone on social media, and I got death threats. People want to burn my house down, et cetera, or property, and there's property damage. And so the council got stirred up that I was spreading hate speech, which I explicitly went out of the way to say I wasn't. You know, this isn't about race. This is just about an ideology and a philosophy. So the council, they didn't follow their own process, and it's unconstitutional, because their constitution that they have on the tribe, tribal reservation, says that, you know, you're guaranteed freedom of religion and speech. And there are Native American people that support me, but they've quote unquote banned me, which, just before I finish here quick, you know, they've quote unquote banned Governor Kristi Noem. And then they've also quote banned the FBI back when the FBI was investigating these, you know, what was going on there in the 70s. And the FBI basically just said, you know, and they even brought OST tribal police to, you know, bar the FBI. And they said, well, you know, that's illegal, so we're just going to come on anyways. So they have a history of this, and it's nothing new.
Wow. And what you have stumbled upon is absolutely huge. This NDN collective, the ties to Marxist organizations, and then some of the funding. Some of what you sent me is just incredible. Jeff Bezos has given them $12 million. And you got the headline. You got the Bush Foundation gave them $50 million. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So you've got huge money from these very, very suspicious self-proclaimed philanthropists going into this radical movement that's filled up and down with Marxists and subversives. Talk a little bit about what's happening with that. You know, I've actually heard from people in the western part of South Dakota that some of this is really getting out of hand to the point where, you know, vandalism and criminal activity is not being prosecuted anymore. What's going on there that the rest of the American people need to know about?
So yeah, there was a something called the MacArthur Grant, and it basically wanted to reduce jailing or prosecution of Native American crime. And so it's a critical race theory based idea that our main city out here, Rapid City, South Dakota, and Pennington County signed on to, and to the tune of millions of dollars. And there's been, it seems, an increase in murder and other crimes out here. So yeah, that definitely is an issue. I was going to mention something else too about a protest they had done when Trump was here. But
yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So after George Floyd, that incident there where, you know, he had taken four times the lethal dose of fentanyl and, you know, sad to say had died and all that had turned up. So this group, NDN, works, you know, has associated themselves with the Black Lives Matter movement. And I have a quote here. I know that I sent it to you. I'm just going to quote here. This is Nick Tilson, the leader. And he says, quote, "Our common enemy is white supremacy and systematic racism. We've seen what happened to our Black brothers and sisters. We know that the movement from Black Lives and Black Lives Matter stands with us as Indigenous people as we collectively fight for our liberation, for the collective movement of our people. And our goal is not just to resist. Our goal is to radically transform this country so that it works for everybody." And so those are the Marxist collective battle cries, if you will. And so they protested President Trump when he spoke at Mount Rushmore. They had made it in a agreement with the local law enforcement that, you know, that there were standards that they were going to adhere to, and they ended up blocking the road. I just remember, you know, RS Brightside Broadcasting was there, and the guy, you know, it's like they blew the tires so they couldn't be moved, and you guys said, "What was that?" You know, and and so anyway, they said basically, "This is our land, and you know, you guys took it from us," and I can address that further if you want, but that's the main thing. They have this group movement called Land Back, where they are literally trying to, you know, take over the Black Hills, et cetera. So,
yeah. And abolish, like you said, the Mount Rushmore and basically ethnic cleansing, right? Remove all people who aren't of the appropriate race. And of course, you know, Christians historically don't really accept this concept of race. God didn't divide people into races, but rather nations, tribes, and tongues. Matthew, I want to wrap up just with a little bit more on your ministry. You are trying to bring the gospel to Native Americans and other people in your part of the world. You know, what drives you and how can people learn more?
Yeah, thank you for that, Alex. Well, Jesus Christ saved me. We have two main problems. And, you know, one, we're going to stand before God on Judgment Day, and we've all sinned. And it's not just the big ones. You know, it could be lust in our hearts or anger in our hearts. God says, if we hate our brother, we're a murderer in our heart. If we lust, we commit adultery in our heart. So, you know, God's got a record of that, and we need a clean slate. And Jesus Christ is the only one, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Tukashala, which is the God of the Native Americans, not doing a sun dance or anything like that. Nothing can atone for our sins except for the God man, Jesus Christ, who died in our place, rose again from the dead that we might be justified. And then number two, we have bad hearts. We have hearts that are bent toward evil and toward sin, toward pride, toward, you know, all these things. And so God's got to also change our heart. And we refer to that as regeneration or the new birth. And I just strongly implore, you know, that's our main message for those listening. You know, if you haven't been made right with God and had that happen in your life, you know, repent, turn from sin and trust in him. He is gracious and merciful. So JesusIsKingMission.com is my website. I do have a Give, Send, Go. We're trying to expand because they're getting millions of dollars, and I'm just kind of, you know, trying to make videos and things like that to educate our people. Even if you're not, you know, consider yourself an evangelical Christian or anything like that, you know, the bigger picture for America is that they're attacking the white race in general. So it does have implications for our country as well.
Yeah. And they've got support from the highest levels of power. I mean, the United Nations has put together this international agreement on the rights of indigenous people. They say that every square inch of territory that was ever used or looked at by a native person needs to be returned to them, which of course would include not only all of South Dakota, but the entire landmass of the United States. One of their experts has actually said that we need to give back Mount Rushmore. So plus you've got all these billionaires and so-called philanthropists just pouring millions of dollars into this Marxist movement that, as you pointed out, has as a goal to radically transform this country away from its Christian foundations, away from its constitutional heritage of limited government, and toward something very, very different. Matthew, I want to thank you so much for all your work. Thank you for coming on the program and sharing a little bit with us today. Please keep us updated on what's going on, and hopefully we will reconnect very soon. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, God bless you too, Alex. Thank you for, you know, setting a good example and your team there.
Hey, I really appreciate it. All righty, folks, that was Matthew Monfort. He is a missionary in South Dakota and just a wealth of knowledge. Thank you for tuning in. This is Conversations That Matter. I'm your host, Alex Newman, for the New American Magazine. Until next time, God bless you all.
As a lumberjack, I've been cutting wood for decades. My job is pretty straightforward. I see the wood, I chop the wood. My axe goes through every time. You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes. We even hear crazy ideas on how kids should learn.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Visit thenewamerican.com and subscribe to get 50% off the cover price. And if you want an even better deal, use the promo code 10OFFSUB. Again, that's 10OFFSUB for more than 50% off.